Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
What are you up, boss? Welcome to the Mac City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. We support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and that's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we're back. Big shout out to Noral Toyota, Keith, Fad, Nimmer, all the boys and girls down at Noral for sponsoring this show. We do appreciate your ongoing support, so thank you. If you're watching this video, you are fully aware that this is a YouTube exclusive. We missed last week's YouTube exclusive, though, because we were traveling. So
Sorry
about that. We thought about filming a YouTube exclusive in the hotel, but we got preoccupied with work stuff. And we thought about even doing, like, a live in the car, and we're like, yeah, it's forcing it. So we just missed last week's episode. So sorry about that.
Well, now we're back, though. That's okay.
There we go.
And it was worth it.
Oh, yeah. We had a great time.
Yeah, absolutely.
We went to a rave down in Edmonton. And we interviewed a bunch of DJs, so stay tuned for that. We interviewed some friends, some rave friends, and some business owners. In total, I've got to do the editing, but I've downloaded, I think there's five episodes coming at you guys from Tanner and Elliot on the road. So it was a good time.
It was lots of fun, yes. One of the best raves I think you've been to so far.
Hands down. The rave was the best rave that I've been to so far in regards to, I think a lot of it had to do with the venue. Like, it was the perfect sized venue for the amount of people that were there. And I would say that it was the highest population of rave crowd that I've ever been to. Like, everything else has been like, oh, some people have just been there to club. Some people are there for, it's a bar and they showed up. This was like 98% ravers
who
showed up to this.
Everybody was there to rave for sure. And it got crazy for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's people just standing on stages and rocking out speakers, and you got to sit on that beanie baggy chair.
Oh yeah, that, and I like every time you get me to do something new at one of these things, I'm like, no, I'm good, and then I'm just like, okay, I'm gonna go with it, and then I go with it, I'm just like, oh yeah, yeah, sitting in that beanbag chair right next to that speaker when it was pumping that bass was, wow, that's all I gotta say,
an experience.
Yeah, it was cool, and then it was so like even myself as I'm getting, this is what the third rave that I've been to. I'm getting more comfortable within the scene as well, so I was helping people do their little thing. Oh, you're in trouble. You need help getting on that box right now. Yeah, I'll put you on that pedestal. Literally.
Yeah, you love putting people on pedestals, don't you, Idle?
Yeah. So, no, it was a cool one, that's for sure. And we had some old rave buddies that we made friends with at the first rave show up and hang out with us. So, yeah, it was sweet, man.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. So, we have an addition. Which camera? I got this camera.
You got the big one, yeah.
Get the big one. We got additions to the set. So, and hey, at home, if you have any ideas, like the set is bare, but it's supposed to be bare, but we're thinking about putting some more stuff in. But what we did do, we put two sweet vehicles in here. Now, I know why I put my vehicle in here, so I'm just going to talk about it. So, this is a Toyota FJ. Boom. Look at this thing. It is sweet. Now, the reason I put this here is because it is actually my dream vehicle with my dream color. So this is the ideal vehicle that I would love to be rocking. So if you're at home and you want to give me one of those, or if you have a hookup and you think I can get it for a good price, that's going to be there all the time. So hopefully somebody eventually will be like, yo, I got one of those EP. I can hook you up. Because I already have one of my dream vehicles, which is Ruby. So
you need you got the girl car, you need the boy truck.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's exactly it. So that's why it's there. Now, the reason I'm not loving it there, Tanner, is because usually it sits right in front of the camera in front of me so I can look at it all the time, so I like to see it. So I'm not gonna be able to look at this as much, but
maybe it'll be a random appearance in the show.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a Friday episode thing.
Maybe. So anyway, so if you're at home watching Toyota FJ Old School and Universe, I'd love to have this vehicle, so like let's make that happen. Now, your vehicle, on the other hand, what do we got going on for yours?
I like trailers.
You're a big trailer guy when it comes to the Hot Wheels.
It's just, I don't know what it is about it, but it's extremely satisfying to hook up a tiny car to a tiny hitch and see that.
Even when I when we went antiquing and I found that Mercedes-Benz that I bought, I got an exclusive, a vintage Mercedes-Benz, I should say. It had the hitch on the back, and you're like, hey, that's awesome. Like, I don't understand why there'd be a hitch on the back of a Mercedes. It's silly.
But. Yeah, and then we started walking around and seeing hitches on the back of expensive cars.
Yeah, where I'm like, wow, those guys are really, really going for it.
Like, let's be real here. If you're going to spend a lot of money on a vehicle, don't you want it to be capable of many things?
This is true.
Right?
This is
like, true. If you're going to drop $100,000 on a car, how mad would you be if they were like, yeah, it works, but you can't take it on the highway?
That's right. You'd be kind of choked.
Yeah, you'd be like, what's the purpose of this? So, like, the more things, the better.
That's right. So those are the additions to the set. I don't know what else. I very, very, very rarely watch our episodes, but I've been watching the last few of them. Most of them even haven't aired yet, but I've been going back and checking the to-come episodes to figure out what we do with this set. Like, for one, that lamp, like, all you see is the metal rod. Yeah. So there's no point of it being there, you know? So, like, we could take it out. That plant is a good one, right?
Yeah, the plant is good when we're looking at the other guests.
Yeah. What I'm also thinking for some addition is we got the autograph door. Maybe we should start, but it's already too late. We've come too far. I was like, maybe we should start signing on the other side, but
well, no. We can let people sign on whatever side they want.
That's true. That's true.
I'll leave it up to them.
That's true.
Because our signatures are on there. Yours is in the in the middle of the frame, and mine's right on the top where nobody can see it.
That's right.
On brand.
Trying to be a little bit new. Yeah, trying to be a little bit unique. So, but if you have any, if you guys are watching, if you have any ideas or things you'd like to see on the set, let us know. We're definitely up for anything.
Almost anything.
Yeah. Not too much work involved. Like, we talked about putting the carpet down. We're like, I don't feel like moving everything.
And there's some pictures and items that don't really fit our whole aesthetic that we can't put up.
Speaking of, we need to start decorating the office, the outside of it.
Yeah.
Now that it's kind of official, we've been here for 3 weeks, right? I think we need to look at the artwork and start to put our stamp on the outside of this building as well.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
I think a big reason anybody should sponsor this show is because we don't know how to count.
Okay.
Yeah, because like...
right.
It could have been 3 weeks. It could have been like a week ago.
Yeah.
We also tell people like, yeah, we'll throw you in like 5 videos, and then we lose count and throw them in 15.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you definitely get bonus.
Yeah, you get your money's worth because like we're lazy and we can't count.
Yeah.
So we're like, has it been 5? Yeah. Well, we're not going to go back and check.
Yeah. Well, we might as well just give them another 5 to play on the safe side.
Exactly. Yeah. Triple up just in case.
Yeah. Yeah, MIB is definitely getting their money's worth out of helping us move into the spot.
We'll do 10. We can't count past 5, so it's okay.
Yeah, that's right. So, listen, normally I sit, because we got the wide camera going right now, normally I sit crisscross applesauce. I can't do that today because I physically cannot do it because I went to Exhale Bar and Yoga. I paid for like a week amount of courses, so I've been going to a few different courses. But I went yesterday. And I got destroyed. And I got to pull up the lady's name, who it was, because I got to give her a big, big shout out because it was epic. Her name was Nicole. She did, it was a yoga class that like focused also on your cardio and your glutes. Oh my God. It was killer. Now, I've been to a few other ones. Big shout out to some other teachers. Like I had Matt at the beginning of the week. Really enjoyed Matt's class. It was what I needed when I needed it. But Nicole's class yesterday, man, I can't even sit properly. It's a problem. It's a problem. In the best way possible, though. So if you're out there and you want to, like, head to that yoga class, like, hoo-wee. Hoo-wee.
You got to go get, like, a thigh massage now. Have you ever had your thighs or your calves rubbed?
No.
Worst pain of your life.
Okay.
It is a excruciating process.
Okay.
To have your thighs and your shins and your calves rubbed.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, it's painful.
Yeah, no doubt.
Because it's a very ignored and very used part of your body.
Right. Well, what I did yesterday, because I was so sore and I knew I'd be sore today, was first things first, went in the hot tub.
First things first, hey, standard on anybody's workout routine, use your hot tub.
Use your hot tub or your bath at home. Hey, whatever you got. Like, maybe you don't have a bath with a Jetta tub. That's okay, too. Just fill up the bath with hot water.
Maybe you don't have a bath with a Jetta tub.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe you got a tub, so go soak in the tub.
Are you, like, just assuming most people have Jetta tubs?
Yeah. In new houses. In, like, a new build, I would say yes. I think it in a new build, yeah, I think they do. And I'm not saying they're, like, great Jetta tubs. They got jets that you never use.
I was going to say, I can't speak on that. But.
Yeah, I go in, I look, like, I'm addicted to real estate. So, like, I look at a lot of MLS. And, yeah, I'd say, like, most new build houses, even if it's, like, the smallest tub in the world and it's, like, a tiny house, like, it's a selling feature. So I'd say yes.
This tubs have nothing to do with me in purchasing anything.
Because I have just
accepted. Yeah. Tubs aren't for me.
Yeah, and we're not going to go into what your body measurements are, but yeah, you're like, is it because you're like a huge man, like vertically or horizontally? I don't know. Maybe you're too small and like you almost borderline drown in hot tubs.
It could be any of those.
It could be any of the above, but yeah.
It could be because I can't swim.
That's right. But yeah, you and tubs, yeah, you just write those off. But yeah, so that was first things first. Boom, hot tub. Second thing, eat a banana. That's a big one.
For the potassium.
That's right. And then later in the day, because we had Mike McCoy come on the show, and he was just like, dude, mustard. I had a hot dog yesterday, and I was like, oh, mustard. So, and right away, literally right away, I started feeling better. So I'm choked that I didn't do the mustard literally ahead of time.
Like, hardcore runners and stuff carry mustard packs in their back.
That's what we learned when he showed up. I never knew that.
Yeah,
crazy. I'd like to think I'm a hardcore runner, but obviously not.
I don't like to think that I'm a hardcore runner at all.
No.
That is a sad thought for me.
Yeah. Yeah. You are not a runner.
Could you imagine seeing me running? You would probably assume that you should start as well.
Yeah.
Or
that's
that
right.
There was somebody not far behind.
That's
me.
Right. Yeah. If I ever saw you running, it's one of those things where, like, I don't know what he's running from, but I know he's not doing this for fun.
That is a fact.
That's facts. Oh, that's hilarious. Speaking of that, I'm watching a new series, and in a scene, people start running, so they start running as well. Wu-Tang, the Wu-Tang documentary. Like, it's not a documentary, sorry, it's a series. It's a
docu-series. Right?
Yeah. It's amazing. I'm on season 2. I'm about to crush it. It's 10 episodes per season. I think I'm on episode 9 right now in season 2. I was a big fan of Wu-Tang before. I'm a bigger fan now. So, Wu-Tang, if you guys know about Wu-Tang, you need to watch this series. If you don't know about Wu-Tang, you need to watch this. It is amazing. It's on Disney Plus. Which, that in itself, that's hilarious. I know.
There's so many things that Disney Plus will not greenlight.
Right.
Because they're like, nope, that doesn't fit on brand.
That's right.
But yeah, no, let's go ahead and run the Wu-Tang docuseries because that just fits in perfectly with Pocahontas.
100%. 100%.
Yeah, you got Mickey Mouse running around in the background or something?
That's right. But, well, what's funny about it is at the beginning of every episode, there's like the watermark that says like Disney that comes up, and it makes me laugh every time.
Do they do like the little castle?
No. It's just like Disney, but it has the little.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's funny. It's on it's on Star. So it's not like in the Disney suite. Like, they have different, you have National Geographics in there. You've got like.
They have like a Simpsons one.
That's
and,
right.
Like,
and so this
like
one
that.
Is Star. So it has a bunch of other stuff. But yeah, it is hilarious.
We've been doing Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh, Malcolm in the Middle is a good one, too.
Yeah, Malcolm in the Middle is a classic.
Yeah, it's a classic. Everybody watch Malcolm.
Yeah, I love Stevie.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Stevie.
Yeah. Stevie in the wheelchair, he's the best.
Yeah, he's so funny.
Yeah, he is awesome. Yeah, Malcolm in the Middle was a well-written, produced show.
Do you know that the guy who starred as Malcolm in that show.
Frankie Muniz?
Yeah, he doesn't remember any of the show.
Why is that?
He had, like, some sort of, like, brain thing happen to him where he, like, physically cannot remember most of the filming of Malcolm in the Middle.
Is it just the filming or, like, everything within that time frame?
No, like, that whole time frame of his life.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly what happened to him, but
yeah,
he got really sick and then he couldn't remember most of the show.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, but
I wonder if he goes back and watches it as a fan now. Yeah, like, I wonder what's going to happen.
I guess you could, hey? Like, yeah. You don't remember any of it.
That's right.
Yeah.
He was, Frankie Muniz, he was hot for a second, like, in regards to the industry. Like, he was in those spy movies.
Yes.
Cody Banks.
Yeah. Agent Cody Banks.
Like, yeah. That was a big deal.
He was a race car driver,
too. He was. Like, back in when the Fast and the Furious movies were out, he was one of the cars in Fast and the Furious is actually his.
Yeah.
That white one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was. The white Volkswagen, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, that he raced the S2000 in.
And then he lost his slips.
And then he lost his life.
Yeah, then he lost his life. Yeah.
And he was a drummer of an indie rock band.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
I love Fast and Furious movies. I don't care what anybody says. And yeah, they're getting like really ridiculous and everything now. Whatever.
I think they just leaned into that. Oh. I think that because they did that first movie with the heist in it. I forget which one it is. And I think people were just like, this is weird. And then they were like, let's go all in.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think that from the rumors I've heard, there has always been a plan to do 10.
Oh, okay.
Like that's why... when Tokyo Drift came out, mm-hmm. and everybody was like, this is super stupid,
right?
And has nothing to do with the franchise. Why right. would you release this movie?
Yeah.
Well, if you look at the future movies that are coming out, right now,
totally came back.
They all tied into that earlier 100%. Movie.
Yep.
And now my thought is either they've planned it from the beginning or they got one heck of a writing team.
That's right.
To tie that stuff in.
Yep. 100%. Yep. No, man, I like those movies. And they did lead into the ridiculousness of it. And even in the last one, no spoilers alert, but this is a spoiler alert. Tyrese in the movie keeps bringing it up. He's like, I think we're invincible. I think we're like superheroes, man.
Yeah.
And they're making fun of him, but he's just like,
yeah.
He's like, this is ridiculous.
And I think that like that scene you remember in, I think, the 7th one where they're driving down the runway
mm-hmm.
with the airplane.
Yeah.
And
I know
it's like
yep.
a 25-minute scene.
That's right.
In which they're driving down
the runway.
This one very long runway.
Yeah, that's right.
That runway had to be several miles long.
That's right.
For them to pull off everything that's happening.
That's right. That's exactly it. And in the last one, they go to space.
Of course they do.
You didn't see the last one?
I have not, nope.
Oh, bro. It is the worst one ever.
But the best one
But
ever?
The best one. It's so bad that it's so good. It's not one that I'm never going to rewatch, but you should invest the time watching this horribly awesome movie.
What do you think about when I'm excited for the new Avatar movies whenever they decide to come out?
Here's the thing about the Avatar movies. And this is real talk, and I might get some hate about this. I saw Avatar. I did go see it. But I only saw it once, and I know it was, mind-blowing. And I saw it in the theaters, and it was in 3D, and I was like, wow. But I only saw it once, and I never saw it again, so I don't remember it. Like, I know the general, theme of what it's about, but I never really got, deep into the Avatar franchise.
Neither did I, but I'm just thinking, the first Avatar movie was in production for 11 years or something like
that's right.
that.
That's right.
This one is coming close to the same amount of production time.
Yeah.
It is going to be a blockbuster.
And here's the question, because I don't know. Are they making another one?
They have, but the push date back is it was 2016, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 26.
Right.
They've been pushing it
back. So they haven't been filmed anything even yet.
I don't know what they've been doing, because
yeah.
I know that filming is not necessarily how they do this movie.
Right.
I think it's a lot of CGI, a lot of technology.
Right.
I know when Cameron, the director,
mm-hmm.
Decided to do the first one, the reason he waited so
James
Cameron, yeah. The reason he waited so long is because his idea, he wanted technology to catch up.
That's right.
So he might be doing the same thing.
Yeah, and technology is moving now. So,
sagging.
Yeah, so who knows when that one's going to come out. But, yeah, so I would obviously go see a new Avatar, but I'd definitely have to go back and rewatch the first one.
What's the next movie you're excited for?
I don't think there is something coming out. The movie that I was super pumped for that was out was Batman.
Yeah, the new one.
The new Batman was fire.
Yeah.
So
Do you think he's going to do installments?
Yeah, I just saw on Instagram yesterday they have signed up for officially a sequel to it. So there will be a sequel to that Batman. It did well enough that they said, yeah, we'll invest some money.
It's crazy because he had to go through the first one being good to get his second one signed. When Christian Bale signed on, he signed on for 3 movies.
Yeah.
Christian Bale is also an amazing actor too, so.
I really enjoyed this last Batman. I really enjoyed it. It over-delivered on what I thought it was going to be. That all being said, those 3 Christian Bale Batmans, untouchable.
To be fair, I think a good portion of that is the iconic supervillains in it, though. Like Heath Ledger as Joker Bane and like if you didn't have such good villains, I think his acting would have been almost a waste.
Yeah. Yeah, a good villain does really tie it together. And funny you say that because in this movie, the Riddler.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Like one of the best cinematic villains ever. And then Colin Farrell is his name. He plays the Penguin. Unrecognizable.
Yeah, I've seen that. He actually went to a coffee store in his full prosthetics and nobody noticed him.
Nobody knew him. But you can see the character building. He is going to be a magnificent villain of a Penguin. But the Riddler in this movie, oh, what an evil villain. So I think you're right. A good franchise as far as superheroes is concerned, you need to have a banging villain. But Christian Bale's everything there's one scene in the Bane, and I think it's the third one, where they literally drop a helicopter.
Yeah.
Or no, that's the second one. That's with the Joker.
When
they steal the Asian guy, and they literally cinematography on that. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
So who do you think comic book or movie is your favorite supervillain of all time? Doesn't have to be the best.
This is one of those questions where I see when the guests get the Max City Minute, and I gotta scramble to keep so there's no dead air.
I thought about this one last night and I was I gotta ask you. Because everybody knows their favorite supervillain, right? Or favorite superhero, right?
Yeah.
Nobody knows who their favorite supervillain is, but you can't have your favorite superhero if they don't have a villain.
I'm going to have to say the Joker.
Just pure classic,
I'm going to have to say the Joker. Just as a villain in general, mm-hmm. there's a bunch of people who've played the Joker. Even in comic books, the Joker is switched up. But I'm thinking back even from the toys that I have, and that's where this goes to.
Of course.
I'm going back old school on this one.
Yeah.
The toys, I've got a lot. Batman was my dude. Batman is my dude. And I have tons of different Joker toys. And I'm always rating which Joker was better than this Joker. And yeah, okay, I'm going to have to Joker as my final answer. But can I go top 3?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. We've got to go, I don't know his name, but James Bond, Skyfall, whoever that guy was. He also, he's in another movie that I love. It's called Eat, Love, Pray with Julia Roberts. He's her main love interest at the end.
Raul Silva.
Woo! Him as a villain?
That is the villain in Skyfall.
Okay.
He is played by Javier Bardem.
There we go. Javier, oh my gosh, chilling, chilling performance as a villain. So, as far as Jokers, it's a tie between Heath and Jack. Jack Nicholson as the Joker back in the 80s with Michael Keaton. They're tied. They're tied. They're totally different, but they're tied. So, they're tied for a number one billing. Javier, we'll give him number 2. Or the villain in James Bond. And then we got to go with my main man, Tupac Shakur, as a villain in the movie Juice. Is it Juice?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's Juice. I forget.
I'll search this up right now.
It's been a long time since I'd seen this movie. But he also plays a great villain in Above the Rim.
Yeah, Juice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Tupac Shakur is a villain in Juice and in Above the Rim. Those are my top three.
Yeah, that would be Bishop.
Bishop. Oh, wow.
I think my go-to villain,
yeah,
most iconic villain I think ever,
yeah,
I don't know many people who don't know him,
yeah,
Dr. Evil.
Oh, from the Austin Powers series.
Absolutely. Okay. Iconic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But in it, like, I was going for evil performance that, like, chill your heart. But yeah, yeah, yeah. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, he is an iconic super villain.
He is.
Yeah,
he
him is. And Mini-Me.
Yeah. Like, that's funny. That's a good, you know what? That choice doesn't surprise me at all.
Nope. And like, can you name another villain that is like agreed upon to be an enjoyable villain?
No.
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 There's not a single person I've met who's like, nah, I don't think I like that villain.
Yeah.
You know, there's all this DC Marvel like rivalry. I've never seen anybody throw Austin Powers in that mix.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Dr. Evil's a good one.
Yeah. Dr. I don't Evil's have a top a three. One. That's just it.
Yeah. And then I always got to give a bonus award out, though, just like with my rappers. You got to have your sixth man award. So we got six villains. It's just so funny that we actually have six villains that we just outlined. Sixth man award has to go to Denzel Washington, Training Day. The man got an Oscar for being a villain. You got to give it up for him.
Yeah, I guess so. Any Oscar-winning performance is worth noting for
That's
sure.
That's right. So we got to give Denzel sixth man award for... But like I feel Denzel could just has a win or a placement in every category.
Yeah, he is just a fantastic actor. Yeah. I feel like he's a little underrated, if I'm honest.
You think Denzel is underrated?
Yeah.
People aren't giving him enough shine.
Absolutely. Not to say he doesn't get a lot of shine.
Right.
But I think he's just a very like humbled actor. Like Morgan Freeman gets more hype than this man, and I would say they're very equal actors.
You know what? I think you're right. Yeah. I don't think Denzel gets the amount of love. Like, I never thought about it because I like Denzel's on a pedestal, but I think like the world in general doesn't give Denzel enough shine.
Yeah, like the world ain't hating on Denzel, but like he's a second thought actor and he is very good. Like Training Day.
Training Day. We could go, listen, Training Day, Inside Man, any Spike Lee joint. Well, Inside Man is a Spike Lee joint. Like, one of my favorite movies, like guilty pleasure movies that I like watch again and again and again and again and again. Two Guns.
The Equalizer.
Oh my gosh. The Equalizer franchise. Wow. Yes. Yes. The Equalizer franchise.
Did you see Flight?
Of course I've seen Flight.
Yeah, Flight was amazing.
Yeah. I don't like to watch Flight because I like to fly a lot. So it's not my favorite go-to jam of a movie, but.
That's understandable. Yeah. Remember the Titans?
That Attitude, was a classic. Attitude. Reflects leadership, Captain.
Yeah, that was Ooh. A fantastic movie.
By Disney.
That was one. I feel like that's probably one of the best basketball movies.
Football.
Football movies, yeah.
Yeah.
That has graced the screen.
Yep. Remember, Titans was a great one. That one that he plays a blind superhero, Eli.
Yeah.
Book of Eli. Unbelievable movie.
He did Malcolm X.
Malcolm X. Oh, listen. That is a book. I literally have read that book minimum three times in my life, and it's like, it's Bible thick. And I just downloaded the audio version of it. It's a good book, and he's a great actor in it. I have never watched the full version of him in Malcolm X.
Have you watched He Got Game?
Of course I've watched He's Got Game.
Hey, you don't know. If you haven't watched Malcolm X, you don't know.
Well, the reason I haven't watched Malcolm X is, and I will watch, it's on my list, is I want to finish the audiobook first, and then...
Yeah, want spoilers.
That's right. And I already know how the book ends, like, I've read the book so many times, but, once I finish the audiobook, I will sit down and watch the full movie rendering of Malcolm X with Denzel.
But yeah, like,
You can go on and on.
Yeah, a lot of these movies, and, like, I feel like they don't get their shine. You know, like, they get their shine when they come out.
That's right.
You know, like, he always does good in the box office. But then, like, his movies, none of his movies do I ever hear in the conversation of, like, best classic movies.
We just listed so many great Denzel movies.
You could spend, like, a month just watching Denzel.
You know what? You know what's going to have to happen, and I got to say it. But I think Denzel, on my list, has eclipsed Mr. Will Smith.
That's fair. 100%.
Like, yeah.
He's more of a stand-up dude. His movies are better. His acting's better. His
I like his speeches. He's motivational.
Yeah, he's inspirational.
Inspirational. Boom. I think we're going to be talking about Denzel a lot more on this show.
So what list is that Denzel has moved up over Will Smith?
Two lists. Two lists. So I think the first one everybody's going to think it's obvious and you're not going to expect me to say it, but hey, this is YouTube exclusive. Black actor. Number one.
That's exactly the list I was expecting.
Number one.
Yeah.
And he's now on my best actor list, period, list.
So he's number one best black actor.
Yep.
Where does he sit on the list of actors?
I'm putting him number one. I'm putting him number one on that list, too. Okay. Will Smith was never in that number one spot.
Okay.
But based on this conversation that we're having right now, I think he just dethroned
Will.
My best actor in general.
Who was?
Another guy that people kind of sleep on sometimes, too. Leonardo DiCaprio.
That's fair. I think people sleep less on Leonardo DiCaprio, though.
Facts.
Because, like, he had, like, that tons of support before he had won his Oscar.
It took a long time for him to win an Oscar, man.
Yeah.
People love Leo, but he was never winning that Oscar.
Yeah, but, like, if you look at it, there's a ton of people who haven't won Oscars
deserve
it.
Like, Leonardo DiCaprio in Catch Me If You Can.
Leonardo DiCaprio in everything.
Django Unchained.
Yeah.
Blood Diamonds. Titanic. I used to watch him when he was on that little, it wasn't Growing Pains. Was it Growing Pains? He used to be on a sitcom back in the day. I remember seeing him there. Yeah. Like.
Listen to this.
Great Gatsby.
Yeah.
Listen. Like, it just goes on and on.
Robert Downey Jr. doesn't have an Oscar.
What?
Or Matt Damon. Or Liam Neeson.
That is very... Whoa. Matt Damon's got an Oscar. He got an Oscar. He doesn't have a Best Actor Oscar, but he's got an Oscar for Good Will Hunting with his boy.
Oh, well, it depends what you define as, like, a personal, like, award. Like, his movie got the Oscar.
That's right.
But he didn't get
one. Yeah, individually. Like, Matt Damon, who's his partner in crime? I can't believe I'm forgetting.
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck, thank you very much. Yeah.
Alan Rickman hasn't won one.
Listen, I don't know who Alan Rickman is. Sorry, Al.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that's crazy.
Samuel L. Jackson hasn't, right?
Yeah.
William Dafoe.
Yeah.
He played...
Gandhi, right?
He played Gandhi, but he also played the Spider-Man villain, Green Goblin.
That's right. He's a good actor. Yeah there's a lot. There's a lot of guys out there, but so Denzel, number one black actor, number one actor on my list. It's official. So now I got to think about, and I don't want to put it out on the show right now because I got to put some thought into it. What are my top three Denzel movies?
Listen to this.
Yep.
Harrelson Ford doesn't have an Oscar.
Yeah, I believe that. It's unfortunate, but I believe it. You know what? There's certain genres of movies that just don't get Oscar credibility.
But you don't think that the Indiana Jones movies? Should have, 100%.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. But those type of movies, the Academy, they're not messing. Like, superhero movies, for the most part, they don't mess around with. Unless, like, you throw down something unbelievable that's just transcendent, or you die.
Fact.
Heath Ledger.
Fact.
Like, I don't think, personal opinion,
he would have got that unless he had died. 100%.
Don't think it would have happened. But he deserved it. He deserved it. But I don't think they would have looked at it if he didn't pass away.
No, and I don't think that they would have looked at it if he hadn't have been, like, an Academy actor, like, award-winning actor prior either.
That's right.
Like, if that was his first Oscar-worthy role, they wouldn't have given it
to him. And the other thing they don't look at a lot is comedies. They don't really look at comedies. There's a lot of comedians or comic movies, funny movies. I don't know. I'm stalling on this word, but that should be Oscar worthy. Like, it's hard to be funny.
I thought there was a...
It happens every once in a while.
I thought there was a specific Oscar for comedies.
No, but I'm saying that, like, a best actor could come from a comedic role.
I find that hard to, like, it's hard to prove your skills as a hardcore actor when you're trying to be funny, because then you're proving your skills as a comedian.
Yeah, but, like, let's look at somebody like Robert Downey Jr., who is just, like, the range of him. You can tell, like, and when you see him in real life, he's, like, not like a comedian, but he is hilarious in some of those movies that he's in.
Yeah, but, like, that, but then you're not doing a comedy movie.
Yeah, you're him as an actor.
Exactly.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. So, like, and a great example of this is him in Tropic Thunder.
You get to talk about this.
Like, this guy, Robert Downey Jr., white guy from California, plays a black guy who's actually an Australian.
Yeah, playing an Australian who's playing a black guy.
Like, you can't tell me from, like, a acting range that's not impressive. And he's funny while doing it and believable in those characters.
Hey, yeah. I could do it too.
Yeah.
It just wouldn't go as well.
That's right. That's right. So, I'm just saying, sometimes the Academy, like, they sleep on action movies and comedies as well as superhero movies.
And a lot of independent movies and...
Well, they, like, some of the, like, I think everything, for the most part, when you watch the Oscars, is just independents that I've never seen before. I used to go see, when I lived in Edmonton, well, we drove by at Princess and Garneau Theater.
Yeah.
When I lived in Edmonton, I used to go watch a lot of independent films. I'm in my 20s. But then, nowadays, I'm just like, nah, I'm not investing that time.
Yeah,
for,
like,
the most part.
Most of the Oscars I'm looking at here for popular, like, winners are drama comedies.
Yeah.
Like, not very many just straight comedies.
Yeah.
Which I would agree with.
Okay.
Like, I think it's hard to believe that, like, you can put, like, two, like, somebody who's trying to be funny up against somebody who's trying to be serious and say the funny one's a better actor.
Right.
Right? Well, like, I think they deserve their own category.
Is there a comedy category in the Oscars?
I think there is.
I don't know. We'd have to look into that. And you got the computer out?
Yeah. I just search up Oscars for comedy, and they just show, like, past winners.
Right.
Of comedies that have gotten credited.
Okay.
But, let's see.
Might not be a category, though.
There's an IMDb Oscar-winning comedies section, but...
Yeah.
I don't know if they do it specifically.
Yeah.
Either way, they deserve it.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, my phone is blowing up on this episode, by the way. So, everybody at home, if you see me keep picking up my phone, it's, like, blowing up. How long have we been filming?
We've been filming for...
If it's not a half an hour, we'll keep going.
37 minutes.
37 minutes. Okay, we'll wrap it up. That's why my phone is blowing up. All right. Well, everybody at home, if you've watched for this long, thank you. I really appreciate it. If you tuned in at General, I appreciate that too. So this has been another YouTube exclusive episode by myself and Tanner. Thank you so much for tuning in. It means the world to me. Big shout out to Noral Toyota, our key sponsor, title sponsor, for supporting the show. We really appreciate you. Everybody else, I hope you're having a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.
Really?